Hello, I am Ananda Livright. I'm 15 years old, and today I'm going to be talking about something I know best, which is the act of being a teenager and the way our brains work. Well, as most people know who's been through it, it's not easy being a teenager. I feel stubborn, I feel tired, emotionally exhausted, I feel angry and I never know why, and most of all, I'm just confused. I'm also going through new things in my life, like becoming independent and figuring out the world on my own, separate from my parents, which is weird and confusing. An overwhelming feeling I often face is the idea that I am untouchable. As a teen, I often feel like whatever I do, I am immune to danger, to many things. Don't get me wrong, I'm scared sometimes, and I know when I'm in a threatening situation, but I do find myself doing stupid things that could end up with me getting hurt or dying or something terrible. And that feeling, it's good in some ways. It's fun. It makes everything more exciting. But for my parents and for the people around me and for my general well-being, it isn't great. Something that's unique for me, though, is that I am a year younger than everyone else in my grade. And even though that doesn't seem like a lot, only a year younger, in some ways it is. I've always found myself being friends with people who are at least a year or two older than me, and I feel like I've matured quicker, but I also feel as though that I might be growing up a little too quickly, especially being a city kid too. City kids grow up so fast, and adding that on top of being a year younger than everyone else I'm around is kind of mind-boggling to think about. I often have people questioning if I actually am 15, and and it's hard to convince them that I am. So that's a strength and a weakness for me. It's just puts me in a weird position sometimes, but that's part of what makes my situation of feeling awkward and anxious different. Next, I'm going to talk to my dad, Josh Livright, who is a trained hypnotherapist and also a parent of two teens, me being 15 and my brother being 17. Okay. Why is it, do you think, that teenagers feel emotions so strongly?
Well, there's a myth. There's a few myths, actually, about the adolescent teenage brain. And one of them you've probably heard, that there's a surge of hormones. Right? Uh-huh. And that may or may not be true, but it is, I mean, there are hormones, right? But it's really more about the rapid brain development. So adolescence happens between the ages of 14 and 24. 12 and 24, actually. So it's like through your mid-20s, actually. So at the beginning of that stage, there's some really rapid brain development going on. And a lot of people have this idea that, you know, oh, it's just hormones and that the teenagers are losing their minds and they're going mad and all this stuff. But it's really about this rapid brain development.
So you could say it's because we're so smart.
You could say that. But there's a lot going on. I mean, it's pretty rapid. Mm-hmm. And actually, there's with all these changes going on, there's really four pretty distinct features of what's happening.
That what are those?
You'll probably recognize them. But the first one is what is called novelty seeking.
What does that mean?
Well, it just means there's certain circuits in your brain that are looking for rewards. right? Uh-huh. So you end up trying to do new stuff, and you actually end up getting really excited about doing new things because, you know, let's face it, when you're younger and you're an adolescent, the world is still relatively pretty new to you, yeah. Right?
I was talking about that before with, like, how we have a feeling of immunity in some way.
Yeah, exactly. Because adolescents love to take risks, right? Uh-huh. And they like to explore, and they like adventure, and they like thrills, and so, you know, a lot of times that can feel like pretty dangerous behavior, especially to overprotective parents who don't fully understand how the adolescent brain works.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, I mean, the downsides of that is that, you know, that kind of impulsive behavior, which is, you know, under the category of novelty seeking, can become, you know, can result in certain actions, like let's say you have your driver's license, for instance, right, at the age of 16. Driving really fast, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of teenagers drive drunk, right? Mm-hmm. So there's usually a lot of accidents. So that's why car insurance is so expensive, mm-hmm. for teenagers, right?
Oh, well, that makes sense.
But there are some very interesting upsides too.
What's the second feature?
Well, I'll just tell you some of the upsides of novelty seeking.
Oh, okay.
And it's living in a very passionate way, because you mentioned, you know, why do you feel so much? And so you're basically in an exploration. You become an adventurer. Uh-huh. And so you're discovering new things rapidly. And it's like you can call that like a real fascination for life, right? Mm-hmm. You become fascinated by things. So that's kind of like the flip side. Everything has opposites.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've told you this before, but like joy and sadness are very connected because they release the same kinds of natural drugs in your system, oh. Actually. So crying and laughing release the same natural drugs that make you feel certain things.
That's interesting.
And it's like a release. All right, so the next one is, you know, I mean, as you know, you love to spend a lot of time with your friends.
Of course.
So the next one falls under the category of social engagement.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so social engagement is about basically figuring out a way to become more independent from your parents, and, you know, so spending more time with your friends is really, you know, it's an attractive thing to do for you because it's, for one thing, it's exciting and fun and you're doing things and you're independent and all that. Now, there are upsides and downsides of that, right?
Of course. There are upsides and downsides of everything.
So, the downside is that kids who feel, you know, who have a really strong need to go into that social engagement phase.
Like me?
Well, no, I mean, yes, but I think all kids do.
Yeah.
All teens do. But you can feel like you're trying to escape from the adults, escape from your parents, your food givers, as I call them.
Yeah.
And that there could be many reasons for that. Like, one reason is that your food givers may shame you a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And, or, you know, make you feel bad about yourself on a certain level. So you want to go get comfort from your friends.
Yeah,
in that
makes sense.
Right? So, but the upside is, and before this is over, I want to talk about this idea of attachment parenting, too.
Okay.
Right? Because this plays into this whole thing, I think. So, the upside is that there's this drive for connection and a new creation of supportive relationships and other supportive relationships in your life. And this is, you know, this is going to help with your well-being and connectivity with other people.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I have another question.
You don't you don't want to hear the other two things? Remember, there were four things.
Oh, yeah, there were four things.
I can do them quickly.
Yeah, do them quickly, because we don't have a lot of time.
Okay, so the third one is increased emotional intensity. You talked about feelings, right?
Uh-huh.
So this is, you know, it's giving you a more enhanced relationship to life. So the downsides are, your emotions might get the best of you, and you might get moody, and you might feel depressed and feel things in a big way.
Yeah.
The upside is that you're in living with an emotional intensity. You can be filled with more motivation, more energy, and be more excited to be alive on the planet. Fourth thing, creative exploration, right? So this is an expanded sense of consciousness for kids. And so this is about coming up with new ideas and, creativity and a passion for innovation and invention, new
That's
ideas.
Definitely amplified a lot going to PBAS too.
Yeah.
See that constantly all around me.
So the downside is it also has to do with, searching for the meaning of life, and you could have identity crises and feel vulnerability to peer pressure and have a lack of direction and purpose. But the upsides, and there's lots of upsides to this, if you can hold on to the thinking and imagining and perceiving the world in new ways, you're creating new consciousness, you're exploring all these new experiences. And this can actually result in you having another form of a zest for life as you move into adulthood.
Yeah. I definitely feel like I have a zest for life. Another question I have is, when raising two teenagers, mm-hmm. can you see our brains working the way you did when you were a teen? And how does that...
Well, that fits perfectly into this model of attachment parenting. So I was not raised with secure attachment parenting. So
uh-huh.
I was figuring everything out pretty much on my own because my parents weren't paying that much attention to me. So attachment parenting really means three things. It means keeping your kids safe, love, making sure your kids feel loved, and the most important part, well, they're all important, but an important aspect of secure attachment parenting is to give them the space, hold space for them to be who they are uniquely as a unique thumbprint in the world.
Yeah.
And so that plays into all the upsides of what I just described in those four aspects of how teenage brain development works. And so you'll have more room for exploration. You'll have more room for feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have more room for getting excited about life.
Would you say that people who don't have secure attachment parenting as parents, would you say that plays into the downsides?
There are various other forms of attachment parenting. For instance, I was raised as anxious avoidant attachment style, which means I never knew what I was going to get from my parents. In other words, was my mom going to get all pissed off at me or not? I never knew. So I'd never really trusted that people cared for me.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that relationship with your parents, you generally have that relationship with life.
Yeah.
So...
That makes sense.
So secure attachment parenting is I firmly believe in it because I want my kids to have an easier time moving through their lives.
And I appreciate that. Okay, thank you for talking to me and helping me out. I appreciate it. And happy Father's Day.
Hey, thanks. And thanks for that card. And
yeah,
thanks
no problem.
For being so special.
Thanks. To you. I don't know. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.